This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A first-of-its-kind class action lawsuit will test whether detained immigrants can be forced to work as so-called volunteers for as little as a dollar a day. The case centers on a detention facility run by the GEO Group, a big private prison operator. Sally Herships reports.
People may assume that an immigrant who's held in detention is subject to the same law as a prisoner convicted of a crime. And
that's absolutely not the case.
Jacqueline Stevens is director of Northwestern University's Deportation Research Clinic. She says prisoners can be forced to work, but when it comes to detainees, just see the 13th Amendment.
The main issue is that no one who's being held without being convicted for a crime can be subjected to forced labor.
For-profit corrections company GEO Group refutes the allegations of wrongdoing. It says the federal government sets rates and wages in detention centers. David Leopold is past president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He says private prison companies like GEO Group save money by using cheap or free detainee labor.
Why is that? And I think we see that there's a real profit motive here.
The case began with 9 detainees. It'll move forward, representing as many as 60,000 plaintiffs. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.